For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The lava keeps flowing from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, and nothing can stop it. Some 1,500 people have been evacuated around the volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Lava is coming out in Leilani, and it's shooting 50 feet high. So this is real.
National Geographic Environment Editor Brian Howard says there are other dangers besides the lava.
It's critical that people heed the mandatory evacuations, because some of the dangers you can see, like those curtains of lava and the cracks opening up in the streets, but perhaps the most dangerous element is something you can't see, and that's invisible gas that could be lethal.
The volcano has triggered a series of major earthquakes, making the situation even worse. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host, I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Some Florida police officers found a unique way to mark the National Day of Prayer. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Hoping to bridge the gap between law enforcement and the community with prayer, officers from about a dozen agencies taking part in an event called Prayer with a Cop. Drivers invited to pull up, roll down their window, receive a prayer, and then be on their way. It follows some recent tragic violence against police officers, including the murders of two sheriff's deputies as they were simply eating lunch at a Chinese restaurant in North Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Iowa Governor Kim Richards has signed into law a ban on abortions after a heartbeat is detected in the fetus.
If death is determined when a heart stops beating, then doesn't a beating heart indicate life?
The new law effectively bans abortions after 6 weeks. Critics say 6 weeks might be before a woman is even aware she is pregnant. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
People in the horse racing world have their eyes on Louisville, Kentucky today. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Today is the first Saturday in May, and for many horse racing fans, it's what they consider the Super Bowl of their sport. Today is the Kentucky Derby. Now, last year, more than 158,000 people attended the Derby. That's the seventh highest on record. I had a chance earlier in the week to sit down and chat with Ed DeRosa. He's a horse racing analyst from TwinSpires.com. He explains what it's like to be at Churchill Downs on the day of the Kentucky Derby.
The Derby just has so much unique factors to it, with the hats and the infield party and the mint juleps, and there's a horse race and you can gamble on it, and all of that coalesces into what I think is one of the greatest events in America, really. And the chance to bet on it just adds even more to it. And personally, when they sing My Old Kentucky Home and everyone's singing along, every time's like the first time. It just never gets old.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In Major League Baseball, the second no-hitter of the season happened Friday night in Monterrey, Mexico.
Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. A no-hitter. The 26th no-hitter in Dodger history. The first combined no-hitter. And tonight, four for the price of one.
That's Charlie Steiner on the LA Dodgers radio network. Four pitchers combined to no-hit the San Diego Padres. The final was 4-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.